I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. There's a new effort underway in the state to better connect hospitals, doctor's offices, and other healthcare providers, like through the internet. That's not really happening much now, and it's frustrating to doctors like Michael Vlasis with Bozeman Health.
I have patients that live in Dillon. They get some of their care with me. They get lots of their care in Dillon, some of it in Missoula. And that's true for patients all across the state. They're being seen in multiple health systems. We have very little idea about what's happening in those other health systems. So to share that information, then we get a full picture of what the patient's going through and how we can help them.
So you can't just hop online and say, I'd like to see the medical record for Mr. Smith who lives in Dillon.
I sure can't. No.
There are some complicated reasons for that. One of the main ones being that federal privacy laws say that you can't just send medical records via regular email. So a lot of medical information ends up getting sent the old-fashioned way, says Dr. David Kendrick, a health information technology expert from Oklahoma.
I think even today, in 2016, the healthcare is the last bastion of the fax machine. Right? It's going to be the last place somebody pries a dead fax machine out of to throw away. And we've got to figure out how to improve on that.
Kendrick was speaking at a two-day meeting in Helena at the invitation of the Montana Medical Association this week. The association is convening an ad hoc group of organizations involved in healthcare to try and figure out how doctors and hospitals here can ditch their fax machines and start communicating more digitally. Oklahoma's been doing that for several years now. Dr. Kendrick is the CEO of the nonprofit that started up there to make digital health information sharing possible. And he says it's really helping to improve healthcare in his state.
In Oklahoma, at least, about 25,000 adverse drug events a year were due to missing patient data, a reaction to a drug that's bad enough to take me to the hospital or to the clinic. That's just one example of the improvements in patient safety we can have if we're able to exchange the data among providers to take better care of patients.
Kendrick says that when health systems are able to share data, they can coordinate care not just for individual patients, but entire populations. And that's important because more and more doctors and hospitals are getting paid based on their ability to keep their patient populations healthy, not just for ordering lots of tests or scheduling lots and lots of appointments. Kendrick says one payment program in Oklahoma that pays that way saw their overall spending go down, thanks in large part to being able to share patient records digitally.
7% in the first year, 5+% in the second year, and 7% again this year. So that amounts to real funding and is, in fact, what everybody in Washington and in the state legislatures are worried about when they talk about rising healthcare costs.
Results like that got the attention of the biggest health insurance company in Montana, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
We've thrown our hat over the fence on this. We're all in.
Dr. Jonathan Griffin is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana's medical director. The company's part of a health data sharing pilot project in Billings with Montana's biggest community clinic and its two biggest hospitals, St. Vincent's and Billings Clinic. Griffin hopes that the pilot can be a foundation to build a statewide network for sharing health information. He says the network would be a public utility, something that would be set up and run by a new nonprofit, so that every hospital, clinic, tribe, and patient in the state would be able to use it.
This needs to be a private-public philanthropic partnership.
The Montana Healthcare Foundation gave the Montana Medical Association a $50,000 grant to explore the viability of creating a new statewide health information utility. The Healthcare Foundation funds some healthcare reporting on MTPR. Among the challenges going forward is that Montana has tried to set up a digital health record sharing system before, between 2009 and 2014. And it didn't work.
The focus was on technology first. So it was, let's find a technology solution and then somehow reverse engineer the care side of it, you know, to fit into this technology round hole, square peg round hole.
Griffin and others involved in the new health data sharing effort also blamed the previous failure on a lack of involvement by the highest level leaders in Montana's healthcare system, like executive level decision makers. At the meeting to look at building a new health data utility in Helena this week, Blue Cross Blue Shield's Griffin says one of the next steps that was generally agreed upon is reaching out to get more Montana healthcare leaders involved. The group that met in Helena was convened by the State Medical Association, but at this point, nobody's really in charge of setting up a new health data sharing nonprofit. It's still early days, and many involved want to go forward by setting up a board that would launch the new nonprofit. One of that board's challenges will be figuring out ongoing funding. Dr. Griffin from Blue Cross Blue Shield says he thinks it could be set up on sort of a subscriber model, with the organizations that use it most paying the most. Griffin says the current ad hoc group has the goal of standing up a new governing board in a year, and he thinks that it could lead to a truly statewide health data sharing network being up and running in 5 years. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.